Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Cook. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Hatcher scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Reed reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to third. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed misplays the ball. That's an error on Reed. Alomar moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boggs is 0-1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatcher is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Whiten, who is chasing the ball. Hatcher reaches third base with a triple. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zupczyk is 0-1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brunansky is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton bunts in front of the plate. Pena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 0-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berga is 0-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento is 0-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten is 0-1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pena is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pena strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Brunansky moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar strikes out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0-for-2 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whiten moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Armstrong now pitching. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Peña takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tony Foss is now pitching. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Paul Sorrento. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark strikes out. There goes Brunansky. The throw from Alomar to second, and Brunansky is out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball towards center field. Zupcik fields the ball and throws to first. Vaughn drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Vaughn. Alomar scores. Lewis moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 4 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Cooper pinch hits for Tony Pena. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Plantier pinch hits for John Valentin. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plantier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 4 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.